Welcome to Be Your Own Rescue podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Miller. And today is going to be a personal service announcement. But before I begin to talk about the topic that I would like to talk about today, I need to make sure that I'm calm. And so I will start with, I am at peace. I am not in pieces. I am cool as a cucumber. And today, cool as a cucumber represents that I am me. I am human. I have made mistakes. And in the process of me making mistakes, it does not mean that I have to stay there. It means that you be aware of the mistakes that you have made and you pay attention to the mistakes that you made. And as you are going on through your daily life, you make sure that you are aware what's going in is the same as what's going out. Today represents that you are a human being just as well as you are a black woman. But I will say, for today, I am a human being. That's what I will learn to only look at myself as a black woman. I will not look at myself as black. I will not look at myself as a Democratic. I will not look at myself as what people want to what people only want to project on me. I will look at me and I will learn me and I will understand me. And that what cool as a cucumber represents today for me. Okay, so let's start the topic. So the topic is when something happens to their child, whether it's a little boy or a little girl or a teenage boy or a teenage girl, and something happens to them in a way that they are affected. And that means that someone can do something to them sexually, someone can do something to them physically, or it's just something that has happened in their life or are continuing to happen to their life. And I always hear parents say, why didn't you tell me? Or why didn't you come to me? And so I ask you parents, where was you at and why didn't you pay attention? And I understand that sometimes you're busy, and I understand that you also have things going on with you. But this is the question that I want to ask parents. Instead of you asking your children or your teenagers, why didn't you come to me and why didn't you tell me? I ask you, was you in a state of being approached by your child or by your teenager? Was you in a position of being approached at that moment? See, because sometimes when a child tries to tell you something, you don't want to hear it. Sometimes when a teenager tries to tell you something, you don't want to hear it. Because sometimes we are bogged down with situations that we should not even be dealing with. But we tend to only tend to things that we think that are important. And so, and the reason why I'm talking very calmly, because I know sometimes in my videos when I'm talking, I know sometimes it sounds harsh, and I am trying to work on that. But I am only human. And just as well as I ask you to work along with me, I am willing to work along with you. I understand that parents are not perfect. I understand that. But what I need parents to understand, children and teenagers are also not important. And I also need you to understand is that children and teenagers are people too, and they have feelings too. I think we just look at children as, go sit down, be quiet, I don't want to hear nothing. You better not say nothing. What did you say? Stop looking at kids like that. Stop looking at teenagers like that. If we allow ourselves to be approached, just maybe just maybe we can stop some of this pain that is going on in our children's life. And I say the same thing for your parents. If your parents was the same way, where they was approachable, and that you could have went and told them that something was going on in your life, maybe they just could have stopped the pain that was going on in your life. So I'm here to tell everyone that listened to this video, take it in when somebody's trying to tell you something. Even if you snap, stop at that moment. Now, don't stop if you're driving, also you make an accident. That's not what I'm saying. But if you could stop with a moment in your mind, but enough to focus on where you're going and say, wait a minute, that's not right. That's not right. So I'm not going to say nothing right now. I'm going to wait till we get home. No matter what you do, long as you do it right. And sometimes you're not always going to do it right. And that's all right if you don't always do it right. Just long as you try. Just long as you try. And that's it. And that's the end of this segment. I thank you very much. I hope that, you know, I would say this. I would really love it if the people that are following me, or even the people that are not following me, or just somehow come upon my video, I ask you, out of love and understanding, to engage with me. Okay, I would like positive comments, but if not, that's fine. Because at the end of the day, I got to choose my role. I got to either dodge you, so some of the comments that I get, I may not like. Okay, well, I could take something from it. I may not take everything from it, but I may take some from it. And then just because they're all positive don't mean that you should always take everything that somebody say just because it's positive. Because we know people set you up. They sound nice. And as I always say, we are at peace, not in pieces. We're cool as a cucumber, and cool as a cucumber represents today is take a moment within your thinking to stop thinking only about you. Take a moment in your mind when you was a child, when nobody took a moment for you. Please learn to have a moment for your child. Please have a moment for yourself. That what cool as a cucumber represents today. I know that sounds funny. It sometimes, you know, it sounds funny to me. But you know what? That's fine. That is perfectly fine. I thank you very much. And I hope that you enjoy. And I hope that wherever you are at peace. Wherever you are safe. And wherever you are, remember, you don't have to stay there. Remember that. The first plan is in your head, and your thoughts, and your mouth, and your heart, and in your hands, and in your feet. So believe me, you are very powerful. You have your own cape. You was born with a cape. Love you. Take care.